moving in with a single guy. At first, I thought it might be a little weird, but turns out it's actually pretty amusing. For instance, like my human's gotten so used to me being around, sometimes I think he forgets I'm here. He'll get up for work, shower, shave, and come out with no pants. Plops right down in front of the TV. Hello, there's a lady in the room.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Hello, hello. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3.
Hello.
Hi.
I can't hear myself.
You can't? I can hear you.
Okay, that's all that matters.
Hi, welcome. Welcome to the show. It's 5:03, 3 minutes into our designated time slot. Last and final rendition of All Chat, the video game talk show.
I'm out of here.
DJ Hej is retiring his career as a DJ host after how many years has it been?
It's been a good nine months.
Like what, 0.8 month, 0.8 of a year?
Yeah.
This is going to be the last video game talk show that you will be hearing in your earbuds from wherever source you're listening to. And we don't know what we're talking about exactly. We might talk about mobile games, right? That was our idea.
All you bots, get ready to hear some.
Should we check out how many people are?
Yeah, we definitely gotta check out.
Okay. This says 7.
Bots.
So you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and I'm your host, Mr. Gracias, and accompany with me for the final time.
Final time. It's a DJ Hej, everybody.
Do you want to tell them where you're going? Tell them about your life.
I'm going to be a teacher in Korea.
You're going to go be a teacher in Korea. Just like that. Easy peasy.
Easy peasy. I'm out of here.
And why Korea?
Because I got paid to go to Korea.
Any country and you chose Korea?
Yeah, because I'm from Korea.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, got it. Okay, I was missing that.
Okay.
Okay. So we're going to play a few songs, maybe one or two. And then, we'll start talking about stuff relating to video games, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna talk
right?
about stuff.
Right, that's what we do here.
That's truly.
That's like what we're supposed to do here.
That sentence really captures what we do here.
Well, we wanted to talk about mobile games. Well, that's the idea. However, we can talk about that. We kind of just come in here and be like, "Yo, what are you gonna talk about?"
Yeah, all the casuals out there, this is for you—the mobile game discussion.
The casuals, the normies.
You, what's that? What's that bubble gum game? Bubble. That
what?
That puzzle candy crush.
Candy Crush.
All you Candy Crushers out there.
You forgot what Candy Crush was?
Yeah, or like how to go? I've never played Candy Crush.
Okay, so this one goes out to the Drake album that just dropped today, but everyone's favorite, God's Plan. Can't go wrong with that one. I don't know which awesome ones. Put both of them on and enjoy this song. We'll play another one after that. And we'll be back. Enjoy your Friday. It's very hot out there. Stay hydrated. Stay frosty.
Get those ACs on
your
windowsills.
Get those AC units installed, college students and people who live in not central air, like controlled places. Oh, so this is one.
Okay.
Perfect. All right. See you in a sec.
And I wish on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story, shit was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, like, yeah. I finesse down Western Road, like, yeah, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom. I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, ayy, nope, ayy. Someone watching this shit close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, ayy, road, ayy. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, ayy, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah.
Hurry boy, it's waiting there for you. It's gonna take a lot to change.
There we go. That first one was me, and then the second one. Do you want to?
It was a cover of Africa by Toto, by Weezer.
Mhm.
It was a cover by Weezer of Africa by Toto. Yeah. Like,
how do we say that?
Terrible sentence.
Our job here is to be eloquent with our words and our voices on live air, and clearly we're really good at it.
I mean, our 9 fans, our 9 bot fans are...
You forget to realize that those are not the... Like, it's not like Twitch where, like, that's a live counter of who's here.
It's
like,
the live counter.
Like, there's more than just that.
All right, if you're
listening... There are people in their cars. There's people with regular radios. There's people with... Like, this is only streaming.
If
like,
you're listening...
Radio... Car radios do not stream music.
If you're listening in your car, honk your horns now.
I didn't hear any honks.
Yeah, I didn't hear any honks either, dude.
So... Science dictates that there's no listeners.
If a tree falls in the forest
and no one's around here,
yeah, doesn't make it.
Did it fall?
Yeah.
Well, so we're gonna talk about mobile games. This is a All Chat, the video game talk show. If you are unaware and just tuning in, it's the last installment. It's been every Friday at 5.
Every ish Friday.
Every other Friday, maybe.
Every
ish. On average.
Not even on average, I don't think.
Since January of this year, so it's been kind of a long... January.
Is it January?
Yeah.
Why did I say 9 months, dude?
I don't know why you said 9 months. It's like, that's September.
I thought it was the whole year.
No. It wasn't the whole school year. It was like one semester.
I'm throwing this way back.
We're about to throw this way back with some old school music. We're going to throw it back with some old school gaming. More specifically, mobile gaming. On your phones, ever since there's been smartphones, there's been the need and demand for video games on your phones.
Yeah.
I'm sure many of us who own a smartphone have definitely owned a video game on their phone before.
What about even before smartphones? There were
Right. You're definitely right.
On the
Flip phone razors, they had the Snake. They had Snake.
Yeah, they also had like Galaga clone that I like loved a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, and that's the first mobile game that I remember. It was on one of the flip phones that either my parents or I had, and it was just a Galaga clone. Like, you're flying a spaceship and you're shooting aliens,
and it was on a flip phone.
Yeah, but I never played it. Right, I thought it was so cool when I got it, but then that's the thing with mobile games, right? You never actually play them.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever paid for a game?
Yeah.
For a mobile game?
Yeah, I have one right now on my phone.
Which one?
Final Fantasy, like Tactics.
Oh my god!
It's a tactics game.
A tactics game? What does that mean?
War of the Lions. Final Fantasy Tactics War of the Lions. You ever heard of Fire Emblem? You ever heard of any classic Final Fantasy? Is like a turn-based role-playing game.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you move your characters.
Oh.
And you make them attack enemies.
Isn't that what the normal game is like?
Well, no. In normal Final Fantasy games, you just attack. Mm-hmm. You're all standing on one side of the screen, and then the enemies are standing on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you just click attacks. But in a Final Fantasy Tactics game, you essentially have to move your characters throughout a map and then choose what attacks they're going to do and what orientation they're going to be attacking the enemy from and like what height they're at and stuff like that.
And how much was it?
It was $11.
$11?
Yeah, I was going...
That's so much!
I was going to Korea, so I was like, I feel like I should get a game.
I guess that's fair.
So that I can play on my phone, but I didn't even open it.
You didn't open it?
I didn't even open it. That's the thing with me and mobile games. Every time I buy one, I feel like I get so...
You bought more than just that one. I've never bought... That's not true. My first mobile game purchase ever was last semester in the fall of 2017. I bought, what is it called? It's the one that like won so many awards and like was actually really good. It
Monument
was,
Valley?
Yeah, Monument Valley.
Yeah, but
I bought that. It was incredible. I had to play it.
But honestly, going back...
It was like $5, I think.
Yeah, it's like really cheap now. They have Monument Valley 2's out,
yeah.
Actually.
It was out for iPhone first, though. It didn't come to Android yet. Or like when I was looking at it.
But like even going further back, when I had an iPod Touch second generation.
Oh my god, iPod touches.
Second generation iPod touches, right?
When they merged iPhone and iTouch together, it was like, whoa.
Yeah. And when I had that thing, I, sorry, Apple, I unlocked it, or is that what you call it? Like, you code
jailbreak
it? Jailbreaked it.
Jailbroke it
and had access to like all the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that was my gaming device. Mm-hmm. My iPod Touch second generation iPod Touch.
And for reference for those listening, we are both born in the early half of the 90s. So yes. That's the generation that you're hearing talking right now. I'm sure everyone has a different experiences when it comes to mobile games. But my first mobile game was, I had it on, I want to say my first smartphone that wasn't a flip phone is where I got a game on.
Mm.
And it was the Galaxy S, the original one.
Yeah.
And it was, I had it in my head and now I lost it. Because it was within a group of games. Like, I got a bunch. Like, I was like, oh my god, now I can finally get these games that everyone has all the time. one of them being Temple Run.
Yeah, oh my gosh, Temple Run.
One of them being Doodle Jump.
Oh.
And the other one was a Walking Dead game that I really wanted to get.
Are you serious?
Yeah. The show had a Walking Dead, like, they had a game app thing that's still going on.
Right, so that's
still
pretty promoted. Recent then. That's like...
No, this is like sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, so that's like six.
My first, I didn't get my first smartphone until freshman year of high school.
6 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, second generation iPod Touch I got in middle school.
I would be in kindergarten probably.
Not in kindergarten. You're not that much younger. You'd be in elementary school probably.
Well, okay. Yeah. I mean, middle school for me means below seventh grade.
Yeah.
Yeah, like fourth to sixth grade, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. When that Tap-Tap Revolution was the thing.
Oh my god, Tap-Tap Revolution.
That really, like, was groundbreaking for me.
Everyone had iPhones, and I could never... I always lived vicariously through my friends who had iPhones, or iTouches.
Yeah. And that's how we, like, discovered music, too. Like, those back in those days, it was, like, Guitar Hero and, like, yeah. Rock Band and a Tap-Tap Revolution.
Tap-Tap Revolution. Oh, my found, God. I forgot about songs. The game.
And it was so fun.
Yeah.
And it's probably still, like, out. Like, there's so many clones of it. Like...
There's also... It just entered VR.
Tap-Tap Revolution?
A version of it, yeah.
No way.
You haven't seen it, any gameplay for it? Where you, like, you hit things in front of you that coming towards you, like, you hit the at the beat, like, it's in VR, it's, like, basically tap-tap, because it's three lines, notes come towards you, and you have to, like, slice them with a lightsaber, and, like, every time you hit them.
Okay, I've seen the lightsaber one.
Yeah.
But it's, like, a lightsaber, it's not, like, tap-tap revolution.
No, I don't know if it's specifically, like, we've seen two different ones, but you, like, use a lightsaber to hit to the beat of the music.
Mm.
You should look up Soviet Womble's Twitch channel and, like, look at his clips. He has a bunch of funny clips of him going, like, real ham, because then afterwards he's like he's like out of breath, because it's like a very, like, depending on how fast and hard the difficulty is, there's a lot of movement of your whole body.
Yeah.
But it's literally like that. It's like where you play notes, and it's like Guitar Hero but in VR.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Fun Run, which was the first game I remember that was heavily multiplayer based. It was the first time I've seen multiplayer being
fun
used.
Fun Run?
Yeah, Fun Run.
What is that?
It was like you can go up to four players, and it's a side scroller, and all of you have to race from one end to the end to the finish line, and it's like you race on, and everyone get abilities. You run. It's like Mario Kart, but like 2D and like side scroller, and it was really popular because you can play in the same room.
Wait, remember that.
It's online, or you can play like separately at different locations, and it was really easy. It was very easy setup. It was a free game.
Okay, the pictures I'm looking at seem really weird, but...
I'm trying to remember, and then I never owned a game like Candy Crush. I never liked that, like, genre.
Yeah, no, puzzle games, I remember there was, like, this game where you had to, like, free the red block in a, like, matrix of other wooden blocks.
Rush Hour was the original game.
Yeah, Rush Hour, that was, like, the physical
game. That was a physical,
game,
yeah.
But then they
and then I got it on my phone. I remember that, too. I liked that game.
I really liked that game. And then I also got, because of mobile games, I got into Solitaire.
Solitaire?
Like, before I had it, when I had a second-generation iPod Touch, I had no idea how to play Solitaire. But then, like, I just kept seeing it on phones because it used to be like the standard game that came with a lot of phones back in the day. Mm-hmm. Like Solitaire. It was already on the phone when you got it. And like, I never would understand how you would play the game. So at one point I got so sick of it. And I was just like, you know what? This is important enough to me now that I'm going to Google it. And I'm going to find out how I'm supposed to play Solitaire. And I did it, and I still play Solitaire. I have Solitaire on my phone right now. Like, it's what I do when I'm in the bathroom. It's what I do when I'm, like, waiting for anything.
Mm-hmm. One of the original ones like that, or the OG games, is, like, Frogger. Because that one's also had many renditions of it.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they... I think they used to be on flip phones, even.
Yeah. Like, flip phones used to have games where you could play for a little bit, and then there was a time limit. And then they would run out, and you'd have to pay to actually play them.
Yeah.
The most aggravating
market. The way that internet worked on your phone, you had to pay, like... If you accidentally open up like a web browser, you're like, oh, crap, I need to close this immediately. Yeah. I remember having that panic attack so many times. I'm looking at the games, like there's also Clash of Clans, which is huge. Clash of Clans and also Clash Royale, right? Yes. The one where it's like...
Those are more recent ones, like the tens.
Yeah, the tens, 2010s.
Yeah.
But that one's like huge. It was gigantic.
Yeah.
Like the player base was I played it for 2 years.
Really?
And I was part of a clan with people I didn't know, like 30 of us.
Oh my god.
But I knew five, like my group of friends, Lewis included, like there was five of us, we all hung out with Simon. We always, whenever we met up to play soccer and stuff, it was like, oh, how's your like clan? Like we would discuss like our like what things we were growing in our what's it called, base, and like new things we were aiming to go.
That's the same thing happened on the Tufts track team. Like there was like a clan of guys who like played Clash of Clans, and I was just like, what are you guys doing? You guys are like 20 years old. Like, come on.
It was very popular. It was actually right around the same time that I got accepted into Tufts.
Oh.
And I remember looking, like I was so into the game. I was like, I wonder if there's Tufts clans out there. Maybe I can join one and be like, hey guys, can I join your clan? And I remember seeing a Tufts one, but I never like got feedback in the game from it. Like I applied, or like I sent a message to the clan and never got
it.
Yeah,
it was like maybe half a year where these guys were like all about it.
Yeah.
And then they were like over it.
Mm-hmm.
But like honestly, mobile gaming has come such a long way from like Solitaire and like pinball on your phone.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean it grows as much as the technology grows, right? Like as long as there's a computer in your hand that keeps it getting like more and more advanced with graphics and like processing, like it's gonna be able to do more. Like the PUBG game, it is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Like it's combat and how it like compared to its counterpart on like PC.
What about like Pokemon Go? Like
games like that, Pokemon Go.
That is a international phenomenon.
It really like the graph of like popularity was like spiked.
Yeah, soaring exponential high, spike and then like, exponential drop.
Very quickly in a very short amount of time.
But I still see like older people.
Yeah, there's a hard, like it didn't go all the way down. It like plateaued at a certain level.
Yeah, like middle-aged people with phones when they're bored. They literally, I've seen them walk around just like looking at their phones, like trying to catch Pokemon. And I'm just like,
I still see college-aged people doing it too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Not as many though.
Yeah, I mean,
I think the demographic is probably way older.
It actually came out 2016 around that, but right after I graduated. So I was actually in Southeast Asia when I was when I first started playing Pokemon Go.
You played it? I never downloaded it.
Yeah, and I was just like, there were Pokemon in Southeast Asia, and I was just like, wait a minute, what?
That's a crazy thing. Is that I think it has, like, as much as we might not see it here in the U.S., like, with, like, college age students, maybe it's, like, really popular in a specific country, like, across the world.
Yeah, like, in Hong Kong, there were Pokemon everywhere. Like, there were some countries where there were no Pokemon, so I couldn't play it. But, like, still, like, it had just launched. I wonder how they
choose which country gets Pokemon.
I think they choose, like, landmarks.
Oh, true.
Yeah, like, big landmarks or, like, popular places that people go often.
Isn't there one that's coming out that's like that?
I don't know.
It's taking the Pokemon Go, like... what's it called?
Engine?
Not engine.
Framework?
Framework, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're using it for something else. I forget what other game is very popular.
What can they use that for? What can they use that method for, though?
I forget what it was.
On Flappy Bird.
Oh, my...
Yeah, like...
Flappy Bird was amazing.
The guy that invented Flappy Bird, like...
The drama that followed that game was insane.
Yeah, what was the thing? Like,
well, it was like, it got really, it just like exploded, right? Because it was such a frustrating game, and you had people who, this is also in tandem with when YouTube gameplay was like hitting its mark. you had really popular YouTubers that like found this game and then they started playing it and it became a trend. Like everyone was like, oh, this is a trend. Let me make a video about this game.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, what is this game? Like, it's so weird and looks so difficult. And like the fun part is how frustrating it is.
Yeah.
So then everyone started downloading it. Like the general public, a lot of kids in high school like were like overtaking the market of this game. It was just blowing up. People, other companies and advertisement companies wanted this guy who created this game, like, hey, here's a deal, like, let's, like, you know, people wanted to like work with him, like,
yeah,
we can make so much money right now. And he's just like, I don't want,
yeah,
this.
Yeah, he's just like, I just wanted a fun game.
I just wanted,
yeah,
I
remember that. Yeah.
And he just gave up on it. He kind of like shut it down, and like that's not in the market anymore.
Yeah, but you know, at what's that arcade place in Fenway, whatever, Jillian's, they have a like arcade version of Flappy Bird.
Really?
Yeah.
They have one at that at Dave & Buster's, the one for senior week.
Yeah, like
they have one for Doodle Jump.
I guess that's that's the graveyard of mobile games when it becomes like an arcade game.
It's a retro.
Yeah. Like it's like modern,
but it's
retro.
But it's almost like a Hall of Fame. It's marked in history.
Isn't a Hall of Fame the same, like very similar to a graveyard?
You're right. But it's never forgotten.
True, but like, so a lot of people in graveyards aren't forgotten either.
Yeah, but
it's literally like a tombstone, like the arcade.
It's a physical tombstone.
Yeah, it's actually a tombstone that says, "Here lies the memory of a."
But imagine how many other games were maybe popular that we can't even think of right now, but never got an arcade game. Never got like Fun Run doesn't have an arcade. Like,
I know that. What's that? Other running game?
Temple Run
has
an arcade. Yeah, I had one at Dave & Buster's, yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, the recent ones have arcade games.
Temple Run wasn't that recent. I think it came out my sophomore year.
Yeah, it came out when I was in, like, high school. But, like, still, like, the ones that came out in, like, the late aughts and the tens, like, they have tombstones in arcades.
My favorite was how mobile phones decided to... Smartphones that with touchscreen decided to take on the FPS genre,
yeah,
and like the mechanics of like,
that,
oh, how
so
do we
stupid.
Put joysticks onto phones?
Yeah,
and like,
I remember they tried to on the second generation iPod Touch, and it was so frustrating.
And try to do what?
Like first person.
Yeah. Like how so?
Like have a joypad stick on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so frustrating because first of all, you weren't used to having a flat surface and pressing buttons that you couldn't. Like there was no tactile like response to it, but it was just like so. It depended so heavily on the device. Like no device at the time.
It depended on your specs, but like no one knew the specs of their own phones.
Yeah.
What the specs requirements of the game were, because mobile gamers aren't the same as PC gamers. Like you don't go out
casual
buying a phone. Like, oh, I want to play specific games on this.
Yeah.
What's another, there was another FPS that was, like, really big for a while, and I forget what it is. It was a lot of zombie for survival ones, when zombies were, like, at the forefront of everything.
Yeah, Call of Duty.
Oh, yeah. Because PUBG right now is huge. The mobile game is huge, and they're making a lot of money.
Yeah.
Kind of the same as, like, Candy Crush was making a lot of money because of... I remember the articles about, like, my child spent, like, $100 on Candy Crush. How can I get that money back?
Yeah, I remember that because kids... They made it so easy for kids to just, like, put, like...
Especially on iPads. Like, iPads, you give them to kids, and then they have games on them, and then if there's microtransactions within the game...
You just get charged to your iTunes.
It just gets charged to your iTunes, yeah. They don't have to go through any barriers, and that's when people... Creators of games and creators of, like... Apple was like, you need to just monitor your kids better. Like, this is not a question. It's like, have mobile games gone too far? Like, are games too greedy now? It's like, no, just watch your kid. Like,
yeah,
make sure they don't... Which I guess is hard to say if, like, you never played video games yourself and you're, like, 40 years old and, like, want to give your kid the iPad to play video games so they're distracted or, like, you know, can wait in the doctor's, like, waiting room until the doctor appointment.
I wonder what they're like now.
What do you mean? Like, those same kids or the same adults?
Like no, the mobile game arena.
Like microtransactions? Or you mean the demographic?
Like
the
political? Yeah, like for kids. Like what are they like now?
Oh, that's a good question.
I mean,
because Candy Crush was very like kid friendly.
Yeah, I feel like I should know this because this is like what I'm interested
in. True.
Hey, if Emily Relkin is listening. Please call in.
Please call in. Tell me about this.
Tell me about this.
I'm trying to figure out. Yeah, I kind of want to know, too, what are popular kids' games right now?
I know
there's ones that you pay for that are, like, there's a whole different market for that.
I know some educational games that actually...
Minecraft. That's still very popular on mobile.
Scratch Junior.
What's Scratch Junior?
It's like a beginning coding game for really young kids.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was developed at Tufts and MIT.
No way.
Yeah, and it's pretty big. They use it in schools. And, yeah, there's a lot of research on it. Because, like, you know, coding is, like, the new thing that every kid needs to learn.
Balloons is right now is the top paid game.
Are you kidding me? Balloons? That was on addictinggames.com when I was...
Balloons TD6. So I think it's the sixth one.
It's Tower Defense, though. It's different.
Wait, what? What balloons did you play? That wasn't Tower Defense.
The OG.
Oh, you're talking about the one where you, like, throw and, like, hit the balloons and, like, a certain... Yeah, the OG. Yeah, I played that one, yeah. I guess that is the OG. Second to balloons is Minecraft. I'm looking at the Google Play Store, since neither of us have iPhones. We are Android users. So we're looking at the Play Store.
2048.
What?
2048.
You know, 2048. Yeah. I was going to bring that up when you were talking about the Rush Hour game.
Yeah, dude.
Life, apparently, is a high... The Impossible Game, renditions of that. Remember the Impossible Game? When you're a red cube and you have to jump over spikes endlessly. Like, no. It's just a side-scroller, and, like, forever you're just jumping over spikes.
That sounds exhausting.
the Escapists. Terraria. Five Nights at Freddy's. That made its way to mobile very quickly.
I don't understand how.
Because it was so popular with the younger generation. By younger, I mean, like, middle school.
Look at kids games categories. How did you find the kids games?
I just went to top paid. I didn't really go to a category.
I found family top charts. Roblox. Roblox.
Roblox, of course. How could we forget Roblox?
I remember watching my...
I never played Roblox.
I mean, yeah, we were too old when Roblox came out.
Yeah.
You say that like we were supposed to, but... I remember watching my little brother play Roblox at school. They were playing it at school.
Really?
Yeah, because I think that's when teachers still didn't know what it really was.
Fun Run used to play in school all the time because it was the first multiplayer game that was really easy to, like, join in with your friends.
And I was like, what is this? Like, it's like a Minecraft thing, but, like, you're, like, people are creating their own world and stuff like that. And I was so confused, but he was having so much fun with it.
That's the other thing, is that as mobile games become more accessible and more diverse and really, like, high-end, then we're going to have, like, a bunch of kids have smartphones now. Like, that's the default. Like, you'll have a 7-year-old with a really top-notch iPhone.
Yeah. I'm like...
And, like, in class, on the bus, like, playing these games that are very engulfed. Is engulfing the right word?
Engrossing. Engulfing. What's it called? I honestly think for mobile games, it just comes down to accessibility. And John has literally opened up the Impossible Game and is playing currently live on air.
Yeah. I mean, it originally started online and then it made its way to mobile.
Do you hear the space bar clicking, everybody? Your DJ is literally playing a game while live on air. This is the point we are.
This is for research.
This is for research.
It's for the show. I need to really, like, get in the head. It's method acting, as they say.
Excuse me, FCC. Can you call and scold this guy for doing what he's doing right now?
this is the thing about freeform radios, that you get to do whatever you want. What's another game that was like this? There was one that
I mentioned, Bubble Trouble. But that's
not Bubble Trouble. It's one where you it's similar to this. It was like called the another version of Impossible Game, where you're going. It's instead of side scroller, it's like you're going forward, and then at one point you go through a tunnel, and you have to dodge.
Isn't that just Temple Run?
No, it was I don't know the name of that one. I thought it was Impossible Game as well, but that doesn't make sense because this is the Impossible Game. It was black and white, and you're like literally like a triangle.
I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, trying to think of other multiplayer games that were, like, were huge during, high school. What do you think of the future of mobile games is?
I think we're going to get to a point where just, like, phones are going to be just computers.
Are we going to see a unification of like consoles gaming, PC gaming, and mobile gaming going towards more to like a handheld computer?
It really seems to be going like PUBG, like really is doing it. Is like leading the charge.
They are leading the charge.
But like, also,
isn't Fortnite on mobile too? But it's not as popular as PUBG is on mobile.
I have no idea. I don't play Fortnite because I'm not a casual.
Yeah, true. Got him.
Oh, I said it. Actually, I tried playing Fortnite on my PS4, but I was so bad at it.
We can cross-platform play.
I don't want to. But yeah, like, I honestly think it's up to the phone companies to create better phones. And then, in turn, the games are just going to keep getting better and better and better.
I just, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, my friend recently got, he doesn't own a PC, right?
Yeah.
But he loves PUBG, so we always go to this gaming cafe when we're in Chicago.
Yes.
So when it came out for mobile, he immediately got it, and he plays it all the time. That's the only version of PUBG he can play, because he loves the game, but he doesn't have a PC, and he can't afford one. But what he did do is he bought those things where you can put your phone into, like, a thing, so it's a controller.
And, oh, like, my gosh. Yeah.
And then what my good friend Lewis found out, who also plays with him on mobile, so they can duo and stuff, he realized that you can actually connect your Xbox One controller to your phone and just play it. Isn't that wild? That we already have that accessibility on the phone. We just don't know it's there.
Yeah.
And I feel like if the demand keeps rising in that direction, it's going to unify at some point.
I mean, Razer already created a gaming phone.
Did they?
Yeah. Dude, you have to watch the Unbox Therapy episode on it. It's pretty wild. Like,
really?
How so? It has just some ridiculous specs.
Like, what's an example?
Like the FPS.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's like a 120 hertz.
No way.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I can't get that on my laptop. It's a gaming laptop.
Yeah, dude. You have to watch the video because the Razer, like, it's specifically made. It has.
Is it bulky? Is it like?
It's a little bit larger than the Pixel 2 XL.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a big phone, but you also get a high performing phone.
Yeah, it's specifically for hardcore gamers.
Actually, hardcore mobile gamers.
Yeah, hardcore mobile gamers.
But yeah, like he was saying, like that he actually used it for a week and actually preferred the speakers and like the phone itself to a lot of other phones on the market at the time. And this was like a year ago. But like people are making moves in this direction.
Like I just saw an ad today on YouTube before I was watching a video, and it was about this, like it opened up like, are you love PC gaming but can't, like wish you could be more like mobile or like more, you could easily transport it from place to place, like bring it to school, you can bring it to work, but you can also bring it home and like have a really well functioning and strong performing PC computer. And it was like a tower that's like the size of like bigger than that binder. It was like as big as this picture frame, but like maybe a little bit thicker.
Uh-huh.
And it was just like a small little thing, and it seems like that was the tower. You can connect it to like monitors, you can connect it to
Everything
compact. Yeah, I swear. I saw it today, and it was like the first time I ever seen that YouTube ad, because I watch YouTube like daily. It was the first time I ever seen that ad, and I was like, this must be brand new, because this thing is like tiny. I forget who the maker was. It was like called the Nook.
The Nook already existed. Barnes & Noble created it, and they failed.
But it's spelled NUC. Intel Nook. Yeah, Intel Skull Nook.
What?
Yeah, Intel's trying to like push this. This is like there. Yes, this. This right here. I'm bringing it up on the computer here in the studio.
All
right. The Hades. Canyon. It supports VR gaming too. It's as big. I'm trying to look at its dimensions. See this? It has all the ports. It's like a mini console. But it's a PC. It's $1,700. It's more expensive than my laptop. What are the specs? Has a lot of RAM.
How much?
Memory capacity 16 up to 32. It has the strongest like Intel Core 8th gen i7 Intel processor.
All right, let me do a PSA right now, and you do the research. Okay, and then we'll talk about it after.
Yeah, but I mean, I was just making this point to say that, like, people are figuring out a way to consolidate all of these different platforms we have, mobile, console, and PC.
Yeah.
Trying to bring them together so that we can have, like, one, because that's what the people want. Someone wants, if I could bring my PC anywhere, just bring it out and, like, yo, I want to play PUBG Ultra, like, all graphics up on Ultra, like, play it right now, right here. Whatever, like, allows me to get to that closest, like, everyone's going to go for.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the same with Fortnite, when they are one of the first games to, like, allow people to play on every platform with each other.
Mm-hmm.
Like, someone on PC can play with someone on Xbox.
Yeah.
Except PlayStation's kind of stingy about that. They don't like the idea of paying with Xbox users.
Yeah, I remember there was, like, on Reddit something about that, but I don't remember.
All right, so we're going to play it. We're going to... DJ Heejee is going to do his legendary PSA for the final time.
My last PSA, folks.
And then we'll play maybe a song or two and then come back to say goodbye.
Yeah.
This has been All Chat, the video game talk show, where we just ranted about mobile games, reminisced on mobile games, really.
Truly ranted. That was a true rant, I think.
That's what we do here.
Yeah.
I think that's our staple. If you listen to the whole thing, you're welcome for that great content. Don't forget to like, subscribe.
Yeah. Twitch.tv/SnapsGear, everybody.
Twitch. Nope, not Twitch. I'm going to do YouTube.com/MRGracias. Is it backslash? I'm not quite sure.
All right. Can you play the background music, please?
I'm playing background music?
I want it this time.
You. Now he wants the background music.
I want background music.
What background music, though? Like, what vibe are you going for?
Just like a serious but chill.
Serious but chill. Let me see what I can find for you here. I'll look into my good YouTube soundtracks playlist of Spotify, because I have a lot of good vibey songs in there.
I'm all about the vibey songs.
Let's go through a selection. Turn that up.
You mean turn that down? That's too loud.
I know.
All right.
Wait, hold on. I want to see if you'd like it. We gotta gotta choose the best one.
I actually like this.
Wait for
also,
it. Wait for
my
it.
My mom's calling me. This is perfect.
Okay.
That's gonna make me, like, talk a certain pace, but oh well. Here we go. All right. So this is a blackout emergency preparedness PSA. If the electrical power and everything else that depended on it, like cellular communication systems and the internet, is shut down, would you freak out? How long could you stay at home with the supplies you currently got? Do you have enough stored water and ready-to-eat food to last 3 days? How about a week? Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared. In addition to food and water, it is also a great idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. This has been a public service message from Ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Before that came on in and shook up my life. Yes, queen.
Someone who make me give up everything. Go from broken, fall in love, and baby girls is something. Oh, my heart, my time is nothing. Oh, her kiss, just can't do without it.
About the things you do,
oh,
and every time I think of you,
I get excited cause you're my girl, yeah.
Just the way I like it, gotta have it, just the way I do. Keep me up and I'll be hoping that I'm gonna be with you.
All right, we're back after that lo-fi vibe.
Lo-fi hip-hop, study music, YouTube 24/7 playlist, everybody. Check it.
Yeah, so that's our time. I mean, we have 5 minutes left.
Yeah.
What do we do with these last five minutes of fame?
Yeah, my last 5 minutes with my beloved listeners.
Yeah. Let's see if any more have left. Maybe came in because they heard it's the last show.
They definitely left, dude, because they're bots. They're programmed to leave. Exactly.
You're insulting so many people that are listening streaming exactly right now, and they're like, DJ Hughes has been calling me a bot for like,
I mean,
months now.
You gotta. I'm a see it to believe it kind of guy, and this is more of a hear it to believe it kind of.
That's true.
Situation.
He has summoned you to call in at some point.
I have summoned all of you.
Don't you think it's a little intimidating to call us though?
No.
How convincing.
I don't think it is.
No, I'll say the same.
Yeah, I just want to drop a quick eulogy to my 6 years at Tufts.
6 years?
6 years since 2012.
It's a lot of your life.
Well, it's a
what percentage of your life is that?
It's a good chunk of my life.
What age were you when you arrived here?
Arrived to the world? I was zero.
To Tufts.
I was a wee little 18-year-old.
Oh, 18-year-old TJ.
I think it was 19, actually.
Really? When's your birthday?
July 4th.
4th. Oh, are you the last or the first
no,
of your
I'm
year?
I'm a year older than everybody.
Okay, career. Yeah.
Yeah, now I'm turning 25 in 5 days.
Wow.
So.
6 years.
6 years, man.
You were 19 when you stepped foot on this campus as a student.
A wee little teenager.
What accent was that?
I don't know.
It was going in one direction, yeah. And then it faded.
I didn't know how to say teenager in a Scottish accent.
Yeah. Little teenager.
Oh, there we go. That's better. Yeah.
I'm terrible with accents, but that was my go at it.
Yeah, I'm so... Anytime I try to do an English accent, I get made fun of too hard.
Oh, I get made fun of all the time for
also,
accents.
Also, shout out to Spazi for she's messaging me right now and saying it's intimidating to call, and I'm like, you're lying.
I mean, being live on air doesn't come easy to everyone, EJ. You know, we're very
charismatic young men.
Yeah, we just know how to take the spotlight and be like, all right, it's on us. We know what to do.
Yeah,
we're streamers. We Twitch.
Yeah.
I'm a YouTuber. Come subscribe, like, follow my videos.
I'm a Lux model.
A Lux model.
Yeah, Lux fashion show. Shout out to anybody who knows what that is.
So we know what to do when there's a mass amount of people listening, watching us.
Yeah. Flex.
So
mostly.
Everyone can't just call in and, you know, be a star like we can. That's why we're the host. That's why we're here. Mm. That's why we're sitting here. That's why they're listening over there.
Yeah, they're over there in their little desks or their little cars.
Yeah,
just like,
their little cars.
Yeah.
Yeah, you driving the Hummer. Yeah, we said your car's little. What are you going to do about it?
Who drives Hummers anymore?
Yeah, or pickups, large pickups.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I haven't seen a Hummer in like years.
I think they really are—they're like really bad for the environment. So
not only bad, they just are not cost-effective. Like it's like 17 miles to the gallon, which is terrible.
The thing, like, they don't even pass inspection anymore.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I mean, probably they updated laws like to make vehicles more. Yeah.
But Tufts, it's been real. I'm out of here.
It's like you're speaking to like Tufts as a like
Tufts.
Whole.
I'm looking at Tufts right now.
The radios are passing over the entire campus, so you basically are talking. It just depends who's listening.
I'm talking to you, Tufts. It's been a real 6 years, and I don't know what else to say because
you just got your commencement photo today. Of you shaking your hand, shaking hands,
shaking the department head's hand. Yeah, I was his TA.
You were his TA.
Yeah.
You're his favorite little student?
Little student? I don't know if you can call me a little student.
I'm pretty big.
I'm pretty...
Swole.
Huge.
Huge.
But yeah. This was a fun radio show.
Yeah, that was your first time ever doing a radio show.
Yeah, I'm glad I got to do it.
Well, thank you for coming on. It's not going to be all chat, the video game talk show anymore.
I mean, Justin's going to come back.
Yeah, but I kind of want to do the music discovery hour. We're running out of things to talk about.
No, we're not, dude. We just were unprepared today.
When are we not unprepared?
I mean, I always ask you, like, in advance, like, a couple days in advance. You're just like, I don't know.
Well, I think about it, too, all the time, but I never can decide on a specific... I can never fire the gun and be like, this is what we're talking about. Mm, I did it a few times where I was like, by the way, we're talking about this. Have something prepared. See ya.